Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Creation Lightship Healing Show this evening. It is Monday, March 25th, and we are live this evening on BBS Radio Station 1. We have a great show planned for you tonight on the Healing Highway, and we'll be live this evening with Ron Amatron, who can answer your questions via clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you have anything that you'd like us to read out on the air, a question or a testimonial, please email me, and I'll be happy to do that for you and just put the date and Monday show in the subject line so I know to open it up for tonight's program. So welcome, everybody, and we're just wrapping up a great weekend with Ron here in New York. It's so nice to have him on the East Coast. He just finished up the New Life Expo, which, if you're a new listener, we welcome you and hope that you were able to take advantage of the light chamber that Ron had up, as well as the free healings, which, Ron, a lot of people couldn't really believe that you were giving away for free at the show when I was there on Saturday. So it was really wonderful. So maybe you want to just talk a little bit about those free healings that you had up on the monitors there. And I think they were like, trauma body clearing and basically all the stuff that you do when you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, but it was just a sample. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did the fear and the trauma and pain and heartache. Then I put people in their body properly and, did some spirit infusion. So, yeah, there are probably a couple other healings, too, on that. But, yeah, it takes about 5 minutes, too. And people enjoyed it. They put the headphones on and hear my voice counting down the days and get done, and they felt pretty much released of their situations that they had recently. So it was quite wonderful. Then I was doing a lot of clearing where I just snapped my fingers here, or I snapped my thumb, and finger, to clear the energy. Some pain clearing, I think, on Sunday for people before I started talking on one of my lectures, and a lot of people had pain release, plus I think the other night, too, I did it. So that was quite interesting, plus other, mini samples that we normally do during the lecture times and talking about the cloak replicas and bringing people up to the front of the room and having them change before your eyes. And for a lot of people, that was quite something. So very good. So, back to you, Elizabeth. We could maybe energize the light thing. That sound okay with you?
Yeah, that would be great. That's perfect. I was just going to remind myself and you to do that. Why don't we bring up the light thing, everybody?
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So, let's bring up the light thing on the monitor screen on BBS Radio. And if not, just go to the Creation Lightship page and scroll down. And you also see a light beam there. You can click on it. It'll become larger. When on BBS is already full size. So here we go. And if you wish, you can always go to the BBS site on our page, bbsradio.com/creationlightship, and you can use that light thing too if you wish, through any of your healings if you'd like to do that too. Once the light beam is up on the screen, that's what you want to have. So here we go. Take a look at it. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. So what I was talking about earlier, some people may like to have a larger light beam on their screen. So if you do, and you're on one of the clearings, just leave the clearing page up and maybe minimize that page and just see if it will tell you when the clearing is done that you're doing. Sometimes you have to actually switch the radio buttons around there to get a different section on the clearing. But you could go to this page and have the really big light beam up if you can't do it on your own computer and do the clearing, from a different page, but just have this light beam up. That's what I'm talking about here. So, let's see. Have the Strange Universe panel yesterday, which was Sunday, and got a lot of questions you know, asked me. That was kind of interesting to almost have, like Sean Morton said, you know, this is the Ronnie Amatron Strange Universe panel. They probably had maybe, I think, 4 questions asked directly to me, which was very nice. And one of those was interesting. One of the reverend gentlemen there, who's always there, who sees us off and on, says hi and stuff. He asked me what the difference of the soul versus a spirit, what would be the difference of the two. So I normally always use the word spirit for people. And then at times people look at me kind of funny and they go, well, what about your soul? And I say, oh, okay, well, it's the same thing basically. But in reality, your soul would be your spirit that's trapped here. So it is your spirit, but it's contaminated. And if it wasn't contaminated, then it would not be going through the reincarnation process. So in a sense, they use the word soul here. I'm using the word they because to me, I still see people as spirits. So the soul would be what is trapped here in duality and is forced to reincarnate, which would be your spirit, but they put a little twist on it so that you're able to, well, you're actually less than what you really are because each time your spirit incarnates, it loses part of itself through the darkness energies. Because remember, each incarnation, your poor spirit takes on the emotional energies of your physical body. And that's what I mentioned, too, is that your body only dies because your spirit is contaminated. And through that contamination of judgment thoughts that you have throughout the lifetime, it cannot re-enter your body over again to heal the places where the darkness, these judgments are stored within your cells. So automatically, if it can't come into you and it's actually forced out of your body by your thoughts, then the physical body will at some point have to die. And that's because the spirit is contaminated, full of darkness, and so is your body. And they both go basically on the ride to death, in a sense. And then the darkness takes you. After the body dies and your spirit leaves, they grab your spirit and put you through that light of the darkness, white light tunnel, dust you off, and brush you off, and take away all those energies of that lifetime, which you can call your past life review. And then they say, okay, time to go back again. And then you're forced into another body. And you do have the free choice of selecting your parents. So you more than likely, I would assume that you're picking the best of the worst. Although some of you listening may say, I don't know. Maybe they got the paperwork mixed up, and it's to get the worst of the worst parents. But regardless, you're here now, and you're doing the life path according to what your spirit would be attempting to activate in your DNA, and that's brought forth also by your astrological chart, which these alien planets and stars and vortexes and whatever else is out there that is controlling your life robotically is doing to you. So you're being controlled by these energies to reinforce a particular life pattern, lifestyle, a life, or a way of living life here, according to what the aliens want. So anyway, that's basically that in a nutshell. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, that's great. And the thing is that I know it's easy to get, especially if you're a new listener, overwhelmed by all of the information. But the empowering thing and something we like to talk a lot about on the Healing Highway is that you really can take control of your own life and try to get back your free will and free choice. And if you're looking for more information about that, Ron has a great Q&A Wikipedia page, which is accessible through bbsradio.com/creationlightship. And it is, I believe it's on the right side. There's a Creation Lightship question and answers document which is really great. And I think there's also a Wikipedia link and some videos there to YouTube if you'd like to see more about what he does or read more about it, and also some really great collages. So those are all really wonderful resources. But if you're looking for a place to start, it's great to tune into the weekly shows. I mean, he has four CBS radio shows on Station 1, Mondays and Wednesdays, Station 2, Fridays and Saturdays. So those times are all on the bbsradio.com schedule. And often he'll do sample healings during the shows, which is a really great way to sample the energies and see, you know, what you're responding to. So I guess the biggest thing is where people were starting is with the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And that clearing is available through Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And that's sort of the first clearing that you need to have to clear out all your emotions so that you can have a better life. Ron, do you think maybe we could do just a sample of that one for everybody?
Okay, so think of an issue, one of those button pushers that you have in your life. Just think of one of your buttons that people like to push and bring up that particular situation, whatever you went through when they pushed that button. And from there, we'll release it from you. And it'll just be one situation that you're experiencing. So think of that one particular thing. And here we go. I'll count to five to release it from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And naturally, you may feel your body relaxing slightly. I do these at the expos. I've been doing, for some people, about 10 of them. And then they have a hard time figuring out, you know, what's next after the 10th one, because those are the major ones, typically, which is affecting their life in a negative way. And you watch them change before your eyes. They may not notice it too much, but what they do notice is that their body's relaxing. And some people actually felt, you know, their muscles relaxing so much that they began smiling. So we'll do another one for you. Here we go. So think of that issue that, you know, when you got your button pushed, you became upset, angry, happy, sad. Remember, emotions also work on the positive. And so, you know, it's all the same. It's how you look at it. But it could be an experience that you really, really love doing. And that could be causing you a blocked energy in your body also. So people don't normally think of that. Here we go. Bring that up. View it. One, releasing it from you. The energy that's causing you trauma. One. This body trauma, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do another one for you. Releasing that now. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. And we could do a physical pain. So if you have a pain in your body somewhere, again, you want to focus on that, just like you did your emotional situation. And pain is typically right now real with you, where the emotions may not be. That could have happened, you know, 50 years ago or so. But the pain that you have is typically with you right now. If you don't have a pain with you, then think of your last pain if it was traumatic and caused you discomfort. We'll release that energy also. So here we go. This is just for the one incident here. And we'll look at the pain now. So one, two, three, four, and five. Releasing some more. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, well, we'll see if we have any comments on the fat chat or CLS questions at Yahoo about how they're feeling. Normally, you're going to be feeling a little bit more relaxed. And some people may equate being relaxed as being tired. So if you do feel relaxed, which means being tired, just means that you're normally using stress to motivate you. And so when you're feeling relaxed, you may think that you're tired because that button isn't activating you so much and your adrenal glands aren't going at full speed. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. I know everybody really appreciates the healings that you do and are very generous with the samples, so we all really appreciate that. And also, I did want to mention that a couple people said the light being that you energized at the beginning of the show helped them feel very peaceful. They really appreciated that, so that's great. And I noticed that at the expo, too, at the booth, a lot of people looked really peaceful while they were doing the free healings, and that's where you kind of look at the light being on the monitor screen, and then you listen to Ron's voice as he goes through and clears out all of the issues that you may have had from all of your chakras over the past 5 days. So it's a really peaceful experience, and just seeing the people come out of the light chamber, too, was really great. And also, I think people are saying that they've kind of been tired, and this is sort of giving them new energy after the last two healings that you did. So that was great. I'm just going to go check over at CLS Questions, see if we got anything. I had a little bit of trouble opening up, so if you did send a question and I haven't gotten to it yet, just bear with me. Just give me 1 second. Okay, this is kind of an interesting one. This person's asking, I know we've talked about it on a couple of the past shows about the space holders of light and how to bring those in to sort of have them protect you from the darkness. And this person's just asking for the specific way that you do that. So I believe that you do that through the psychic billboard clearing, which is a great clearing on creationlightship.com. And they're just wondering how you go about doing that to bring in the space holders.
You just input that, type it into the entry box there, that you want to have space holders around you, and that will help to buffer some of that darkness energy. The space holders really can't do anything whatsoever but just hold space. So you're putting peace around you, which is what the space holders actually are doing. And if they are stolen from you, we'll say, by the darkness, then the darkness has something that they can never get rid of. They can do whatever they choose to the space holder. And if they do make it into smaller pieces, it's still a light. And they can't do anything because the space holder has no way you can enter into it whatsoever to command it to do something. Unlike your own spirit, your spirit can be, in a sense, coerced to do different things in a body because it goes into a body, just like if it would be in a phone replica of you. It's in the body. It's going for the ride, but whatever that body is doing, it still is putting spirit energy into its creation. And also, what it's maybe looking at, touching, holding. So you have to remember that your spirit then is being used in its creation that it's creating, whatever that body that it's in is doing. Or a space holder does not do that. So the space holder is probably the worst thing as far as what the aliens would like to have because they can't do anything with it. They're so used to using your spirit and other people's spirits that live in the bodies and controlling a body like the robotic program, and then the spirit energy would energize whatever that body's doing. The space holder does not do that and never will or never be harmed. So they're doing something that they can never get rid of, which, for the light, that's good because all of a sudden there's light in that location. So that's why you want to put space holders around you to help yourself out from these sound energies coming to you and the programs that are attempting to connect to you outside of yourself that do these mind-altering programs to you. That's why you put space holders around you with the psychic billboard clearing. So just by entering that into the box, it will do it automatically. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. And this actually is a question from, I believe, about two Mondays ago that we never got to. So hopefully this listener is still with us and listening tonight. She's wondering why the clearings have different times to run, like some are 5 minutes and some are 600 minutes.
Okay, that we normally default some clearings for the longer time, which would be 600 minutes. And the timer is changeable. If you wish to re-enter a particular time in there, you can do so.
You're the only one who can hear me.
It would be either longer or shorter.
Are you taking callers?
And clearing you're doing. We put it for the longer time at 600 minutes for people that maybe want to do a clearing at night when they're sleeping. That way they can do the light beam up on your screen. You have to change your computer settings to do that normally. That's good for people who want to do a clearing at night to help them out, maybe to keep their room cleared or something like that. So that would be 600 minutes, which you all realize that would probably be, 10 hours. Hopefully it's 10 hours, 10 hours into 600 minutes, is 60 minutes, so that's an hour. And the light beam will stay on and connect with you, even though they're taking you into different timelines. So that's interesting. So you're always with the light beam when you go for a journey. So back to you.
Okay. I think we might have a caller, Ron. If there's somebody on the line, do you want to go ahead and just tell us your name and your question for Ron?
Hey, okay, Lester. A couple of times you said that generally our spirit's only in our body, or maybe I may not say this way, but in control in our body, maybe 2 hours per month. So can you take off us what's preventing our spirit from being in our bodies and controlling our bodies throughout the month? Or a sample?
A little hard to understand. My cell phone's cutting out.
All right, you said our spirits are in our bodies 2 hours a month, and that may not be an exact. And so can you take off what's preventing our spirits from being in our body more than 2 hours per month?
No, because the true you, which would be the body and your spirit, comes here. So unfortunately, I have no clue of where they took your real body physically, at that time. So I just can't find it because it's in darkness somewhere. They just all of a sudden pop you in here, like through a stargate instantly, or vortex, and you're brought here. I have no way of figuring out where the real you is with more energy than what you normally have right now.
How do I ascend then? How would somebody ascend?
The light transfer clearing, where you go into the earth energy, the new earth energy, and you put your clearings there, and each time you do a clearing, a part of you is collected. And if you do enough clearing, maybe you won't be going out there because you're being collected here. So you are having maybe less of you out there each time you do a clearing, and that is being maybe saved or stored on that new earth transfer clearing.
But I thought you just said you can't find it.
Yeah, but when you do the clearing, they hold that space for you. And then when you do come back here, they take the pieces of you from the clearing and puts you into the new earth transfer.
how many clearings have to be done so they can find all our pieces if we're only in our bodies 2 hours a month?
Well, that's the problem that people have. Like I always mention, each time you have a thought, you're creating a darkness energy. And so that's kind of, it's to humans, that would be counterproductive. So
it's confusing, because I don't understand. In regards to, I guess, though I should look at my physical body right now, would my physical body, given what I've done so far, would it make it date the Earth?
Your physical body, I just couldn't hear. It's breaking up. Well, what about your physical body?
If
the light ship looked
at it. If the light ship looked at my physical body right now, would it make it to date the Earth if ascension occurred right now?
Well, the part of you that is collected and has light in it would be doing the ascension if ascension happened right now. If that's what you're asking, yes. How much of you would that be? That's really hard to say. But the parts in darkness may not be found. But each time you do a clearing, then you're bringing more pieces of you from those timelines and also from whatever energies you're dealing with as it's being replaced with light. So you are getting more of yourself each time you do a clearing. And you're taking away the reason. Remember, your spirit could be just outside of your body waiting to come in. So when you do a clearing, all of a sudden that little part of you that's outside of your body that was forced out by the judgment is now coming back into you again.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Ron. And I think that's a really good point. It really all depends on the person, I mean, and how much, you know, you've been dealing with and how much you want to clear out. So it's like you say on the website, you know, no two snowflakes are alike. Well, it's kind of the same way for people. So, you know, and I find it very interesting when you do the samples that, you know, somebody will have a really strong reaction to what you're releasing or the energy you're releasing and somebody else won't. So that's why it's just really important to tune into what it is that you're experiencing and then kind of maybe create your map or your, you know, your roadmap to healing based on that and how that affects you. So that's a really good point. So thanks for your call. And I guess so we are taking callers tonight. If you'd like to call in with a testimonial or a question for Ron, and I'll give out the numbers so that everybody has them. For Station 1, you can try toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, Line 1, which is 888-627-6008, or you can try area code 530-413-5011. That's 530-413-5011. Okay. So a lot of people were feeling a lot more peaceful and felt a great release after you did the last couple of sample healings. And so that's great. Thanks for your responses on the fast chat. And also wanted to mention that if you're in the New York City area, Ron is also doing a post-expo workshop Friday the 29th of March, and that is from 6:30 to 10:30 in New York City at Studio 353, which is 353 West 48th Street on the second floor, and that's between 8th and 9th Avenues, and you can type it into Google Maps, or you can try maybe Yahoo Maps, but it is on 48th Street between 8th and 9th Avenues, and the closest subway would be the 50th Street stop on the ACE subway. So that sounds like a really good one to go to. And I think we have another caller, Ron. Do you want to go ahead and take that call now?
Yeah, we'll do that, and then we'll do the mind to heart drop next. So we have a caller out there.
Hi, do we have a caller?
Maybe not.
Anybody
so here
there?
We go.
Maybe not. Okay.
Okay, we'll do the mind a heart drop then. I thought I heard a little beep there in the background. So here we go. Mind a heart drop. So this you should be doing yourself daily, many times. In fact, I'll just talk about this here. I did it once for a lady. think this is the first time she's seen me, I believe. And I did this at one of my lectures, which I think was on, I don't know, we'll just say it was, I think I did it Saturday. I did it at each one of these. But anyway, she was there, I believe, on Saturday. And I did the Mind to Heart drop. And then I saw her later in the day and asked if she would want to sample, you know, the emotional clearing, which is what most people do when they see me. And, that, you know, and I do that for them. I told her to sample a emotional clearing, you know, to look up and bring up the emotion. And she goes, boy, you know, I don't have any. And not thinking that we did the Mind to Heart drop, she stayed and held in her heart. So she had really no emotional problem. And she brought that up, I believe, on Sunday at my workshop on Sunday that, yeah, this thing was holding. And she was still in her heart and not having any emotions, which is good. She's in peace. So here we go. Let's do the Mind to Heart drop. So command your spirit out loud. That's the key. Command your spirit out loud to drop your awakening thoughts into your heart center. So here we go. And we count from 10 to 1 backwards just to command the energy. And you may even feel it dropping down. Feel this energetic energy moving from your head to your heart. So here we go. Drop it down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now you should be heart-centered. And when you're heart-centered, you're at peace. You're in source energy and the peace energy. And actually, peace energy is not in duality, so you will not have any thoughts coming to you. No way to judge anything. So you're not judging the light and creation. So that sounds kind of weird. You know, here you are judging source energy and what it's doing. And that puts you into darkness. Like, wow, they made this mistake here, you know. Anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true. It's funny to think of it that way, Ron. I think somebody did call back in. So do we have a caller on the line?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, who's this?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, it's Ophelia. It's Ophelia from Singapore.
Okay, hi, Ophelia.
Hello, I'm just worried because the Pope has just, there's a new Pope in the Vatican, and he's a Sagittarius, and I'm a Sagittarius. Will his position as a Pope be able to, you know, cause me to be not that good?
Well, it all depends what alien race. Remember, we went through a tremendous change in energies for 2013. We're in a whole brand new timeline, okay? And so this is the major timeline shift for the planet. So this is a completely brand new timeline, and that's probably why you have seen maybe key people who are in high places change over to, and somebody else took their place. So the undercurrent with it, from that would be that the alien races now want to change who's in charge here. So it all depends on what his race is choosing to do. So they got rid of one, and we have another one now. And it still is all under the air, you know, umbrella of domination and control. And since all alien races have that for their main foundation and understanding of what they do, that's what they do is dominate and control. So we'll just see how much domination and control they wish to put on us. And it would be very interesting if the alien race somehow got changed over to compassion. That would be controlling the Pope. Then maybe everything would change here.
Is that the real compassion?
Compassion.
I know, but, you know, when Egan talk about compassion, I'm a little bit skeptical about their compassion.
Yeah, so, you know, it's hard to say what they're doing, you know. But what you could do is say maybe a media clearing. If you start hearing information about what's going on, if that really concerns you a lot, for me, it doesn't concern me whatsoever because I'm not connected to that energetic system. And I'm not going to go out of my way to read an article about him or something because it doesn't pertain to me whatsoever.
Okay,
you're welcome. So if you are, you know, somebody out there is kind of interested, and then you read something, and they put keywords maybe into a particular speech or talk of the person on the media, or you read something in text that they said this or that, there's probably a keyword or different keywords in there to connect you to the darkness energies for a program. So you're probably getting hooked up to a program that they're giving you, and you know, more than likely it would probably be something that might be pretty nice. But just see what the actions are of what this person is doing, and I would probably wait and just see how things are changing and how it's affecting your particular area. So the church, the Catholic Church, is very large, and I believe more than likely every city, probably, you know, in the world has a Catholic Church. So just happen to see what happens to these people and how the people are changing in your particular town who are Catholics. Are they coming out smiling? Are they doing things for humanity that's nice, that the Pope is instructing them to do? And because they're probably connected to the robotic programs given to them from the Pope to the priest or nuns or whoever is there, and those people are being controlled that way. So just see if there's something good coming out of this here. So that's kind of how I would look at it. And we'll do the mind to heart drop again for everybody. So here we go. Might be some Reformed Catholics out there that maybe when they hear the Pope, maybe they have their insides kind of twist. Maybe they were some people that were affected greatly by some church's a priest. We won't get into what some of those churches have done or people have done, which is coming out all the time. But we won't get into that. But you could be listening, that could have happened to you. So you could be having your anger button pressed. So here we go. Let's, more than likely, it would be betrayal. And your main thing would be, since you're going to church and that is a holy place that you're going to, and then you would think that God betrayed you by doing awful things to you through this person. So here we go. Let's do the betrayal clearing first. This would be a sample of that if you do feel your button being pushed. And also we'll include with that one trust. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? And now we'll do the mind to heart drop again. So again, we're going to command your spirit to take your thoughts that you have, which should probably be from maybe having some buttons pushed here from the Pope, the new Pope, and what it stands for, he stands for, it stands for. So here we go, dropping down into your heart, commanding your spirit to do so. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron, and thanks, Ophelia, for your call. So those two clearings, I think, that Ron mentioned are the media clearing, and that one is actually on creationlightship.com as media news event trauma removal, which covers pretty much everything that you might feel traumatized by in the media, and that's a great one to do, and it's very reasonable. And then the other one was the religious indoctrination clearing, which is a great one to do if you're feeling corded to any particular religious group, and that's a great one to sort of do. And that one's pretty extensive. I mean, it goes back through all the generations, and you can find those by typing into the search box on the left side of creationlightship.com above the healing login, media, or just simply religion. And those are two really good ones to do. So I don't know if our caller has done those, but if you have done them and you've felt a relief and you want to call in and share about that experience, that would be great. So, it's a really, really good clearing to do. That media one is very helpful. And I find that, you know, I think that's pretty much their job, is to sort of get people tuned in and hooked in. So if you feel your alarm bells going off, it's a good idea to get onto that one and do it for your own sort of feeling of release and peacefulness. One of the things that was great at the expo that we got to see Ron do is to energize the photos, the pictures. So it's sort of like what he does when he energizes the light beam, but the sort of, you know, you'd be able to buy a picture and he would sort of bring it to life right there. And it was pretty amazing to watch. I've never actually seen that done in person, so that was very cool. So also I was thinking, Ron, what about the mind clearing? You still there?
Yes, okay. Well, let's
sorry.
Let's do the mind clearing here. Remember, the mind clearing is kind of, you think of something and that gets your emotions stored up or stirred up both. And let's do a clearing for the mind to ease your mind about this here. And we'll put the mind back into balance, kind of sort of like the mind to heart drop, but it's completely different. It's a different energetic body. And this will help to maybe keep you from mind looping on something. So you keep repeating something or worrying about something. Here we go. This is like a mind balancing. Put it into peace here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's do another clearing here. Let's do one for people that may have, it's we're getting out of kind of winter now in a sense, although here, you know, where I am, it was snowing out, but we are changing, you know, the way the earth is seeing its energies going into spring. And you may be suffering from the energy changing, maybe a sore throat or a cold or, you know, not being used to the energies that you're having. Maybe the days are becoming, you know, warm one day and cold the next. But you're having climate change problems. You may have maybe an infection, possibly a lung infection or a runny nose or something, nasal drip. So let's do a clearing for that, for your infection. So if you do have a situation, think about that right now, and we'll put some energy that way to help you maybe release some of that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now just see if that's helped you out a little bit here. Let's do a spirit infusion in that area. So here we go. Have a runny nose or a sore throat or maybe a headache. We're going to see if we can get some more of your spirit energy in there. Remember, if you have a lot of judgment stored there from your thoughts, and that's where it's collecting in you, your spirit may not be able to enter that area, but if there is a blank little cubby hole there for it, we'll say, and it's not there right now, then we will fill it up. So here we go. A little stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And we can get into another topic here, maybe get out of the mind energy and think of something else, Elizabeth, that we could probably do for people that we haven't done for quite a while. Any ideas?
I was thinking maybe something about like maybe a fear body clearing.
Okay, so this is
not really sure what that would be called, but something that would maybe help people that are dealing with being afraid.
Sure.
Maybe afraid of the light or.
Yeah. First, let's do the 2000-year darkness barcode clearing. That's a free one on the website to get you so that you're not afraid of the light. Here we go. Remember, that's what they somehow twist everything around to so that you're in the light of the darkness. So don't want to be in there. You want to be in source light with your spirit. So here we go. 2000-year darkness barcode clearing. So we'll do one of the situations that you may not even know what you got yourself into, but it's a barcode keeping you from understanding what light is. One, clearing that. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. I will do a fear clearing for you. One of your fears, I think of one of your fears that you have. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe you had nightmares. Let's do a clearing for maybe you're going to be going to sleep and you're afraid to have that nightmare that you had the night before. So now you're in fear of that. So it would be like a nightmare clearing. So one, think of that nightmare that you had. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So this is actually like, this is actually a timeline crash for you for that nightmare. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so Ron, I actually had a question from a listener about a nightmare that they had. They did a timeline crash until the last day it expired. They said it before going to sleep for 120 minutes or so, they thought. But then they said it went over midnight into the next morning because it was set to 1,200 minutes. And then they had a nightmare, and they're asking, was that a parallel life?
Yeah, all nightmares would
like,
be.
Yeah,
it would be a parallel life, yeah. So you still could have maybe some more there if that continues on, yes. But you were getting rid of many timelines there for that particular nightmare that you're dealing with. So, yeah, you could have actually more to do if you're, you know, being revisited with that one. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so the solution for that would be to just keep crashing those timelines, or maybe timeline crash that specific dream that this person had?
Right, yeah, and maybe what's even scary in it is they could take, you know, let's just say that you are having a dream, and the dream is maybe, just say, a tiger is chasing you, and all of a sudden, you know, it's starting to bite you on your leg, or it's on top of you, ready to bite you, and they somehow always, at that point, stop the dream, and you wake up, maybe, and you go, uh-oh, this thing's on me. Now you're worried about, is it going to bite you or, you know, kill you, basically. And so maybe you did a timeline crash on that, and lo and behold, you know, they got you another situation. Now this time maybe, you know, you have rattlesnakes on you, you know, but still kind of similar as something is going to be killing your body. And so that's just another way they can get more mileage out of you. So you may want to also timeline crash what you perceive the underlying situation is in that particular dream or nightmare. Because it's just finding other ways to enter. You got rid of one particular storyline, but they're still going to be doing a different storyline for a very similar situation that they can get mileage out of you from. So maybe it might even be you driving a car going off of a cliff, you know, and then they freeze time there and then they wake you up. Now you go, uh-oh, did I die in that car wreck? You know, I don't know. And maybe you did die, and maybe they just happened to end the film footage with you just, you know, going off the side of a road. Regardless, you don't know what the outcome is, and you're worried about that. We'll do a timeline crash for worry. Here we go. We got about 2 minutes left here, so we'll do this and end the program, I guess. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you have a problem, have this here kind of written about zombies. Maybe you're having a dream about zombies or saw a movie about zombies, and they're trying to touch you, maybe trying to eat you or something, whatever they do. And you're worried about that. Let's do a timeline crash for zombies stealing your energy, which could be eating you, you know, or trying to suck things out of you or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So we'll see you on our next VBS program. Still on Station 1, and that'll be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And we'll have our conference call tomorrow, which will be Tuesday at 5:30 PST. And that's dealing with energetic cording release. So thank you, Elizabeth, and thank you, BBS. Bye, everybody.